the tax uplifters and other sick-like ill-dares was aye coming up to listen him. That set the Pharisees and doctors of the law to the chanterin. This man, said they, welcomes sinners, taxes mate with him. So ye day, he told them this parable. Well, gien aye, quo' he, it has 100 sheep, and ane of them gaes wall. When I lay the other 99 there out of the moors, and gae seek the yin it is gane wall, or yince he finds it. And oh, sae blithe as he is to find it, he puts it up on his shoulder and burrs awa' hame wi't, and there he calls his friends and neighbours together and says to them, "Ye maun haud a spree wi' me, my friends. I hae found my sheep at gaed wall." I tell ye, there will be blither in heaven hour a sinner that repents of his sins, nor our 99 saunts that needs nae repentance. Or again, what woman has 10 siller pieces and tines ane of them, winna licht a lamp, soup at the hoose, and caw ilka hole and bore or she finds it? Syne, when she has found it, she cries in her kimmers and neighbours and says to them, "Ye and me maun hae a braw rockin', kimmers. I hae found my siller piece at a tint. E'en say, I tell ye, the angels in heaven is braw and blithe o'er a sinner that repents of his sins." This day, he said to them, there was yens a man had 2 sons. And ae day, the young son said to him, "Feyther, gie me the 4 share of your hodden at I hae recht till." Said the feyther, hoft his hodden atween his 2 sons. No long after him, the young son niffered the hale of his portion for siller, and fur awa' forth till a far off country, where he spirfelt his siller, leaving the life a weirdless waster. After he had gained through the hale it, a fell famine brak out o' yon land, and he found himself in unco mister. So he gaed and hired wi' an indweller o' that country, and the man gied him the work o' tentin' his swine out by the fields. Gladly would he panged his wheam with the hools as they mated the swine wi', but naebody gied him a heed. Or lang he was his ain man yens mair, and he said to himsel, "Who mony o' my feyther's dargers has mate in galore, and me here likened to dee o' hunger. As up in the wall back to my feyther, and syne I say to him, 'Feyther, I sinned again heaven and again yoursel, and I'm nae mair worthy to be called your son. Tak me as yin o' your dargers.' Sae he rase up, and awa' till his feyther. When he was aye a lang gate off, his feyther saw him, and a stund a pity gate till he heard him, and he ran and flung his arms about his craig and kissed him, and his son said to him, 'Feyther, I hae sinned again heaven and again yoursel, and I'm nae mair worthy to be called your son.' But his feyther cried till the servants, 'Fie, haste ye, fetch the brawest goon in my ocht, and cleed him in it, and put a ring on his finger and shoes on his feet, sign bring out the fat mirt stirk, and fill it for the feast. For we're to hood it hearty, because this son of mine was deed, and is yince mair in life, he was tint and is fund.' Sign they yoke it to their hondlin." O' this time, the old son was afield. As he came hame with, and was near the hoose, he heard music and dancing. And he cried in the servants till him and speared at him, "What was this out?" "It's your brother come hame, sir," said the man. "Your feyther's felled the fat mirt stirk, because he's gotten him back hale and fear." The old son was wed to hear that, and he wouldna gang in. And when his feyther came out and prigged him to come ben, he said to him, "Listen, all their years I hae served ye, the ne'er a bidden o' yours hae I disobeyed, and yet ye never gave me as muckle as a kid at a michty esprit wi' my bullies. But whenever this son o' yours does gain through your hale hodden wi' whores comes hame, oh aye, ye maun fell the fat mirt stirk nae less for him. "Laddie, laddie," said his father, "ye ride by me, and nothing I hae is yours. But we bid be merkin hooded hearty, your brother was deed and is in life, yens mair. He was tint, and new has been fund.